We've just arrived at Postman's Park, which is a stone's throw from St. Bart's Hospital, and adjacent to St. Botolph's with our Aldersgate Church. Right, we're going to walk towards my favourite bit of Postman's Park, which is the fountain. I'm not aware of how old the fountain is, but it just gives me that... Well, it evokes sort of a oldie-worldy feeling for me. And we have some beautiful goldfish called golden orphs. And when the sun hits them, you can actually see speckles of gold in them, actually metallic. So they tend to flicker as they go through the water. And I think that's why they're very prized fish. And they've been here for about 8-9 years, actually. We've planted a stilby, and it was designed in a colour wheel, so completely in this round around the fountain. We start with white and then gradually going around, introducing the odd bit of a light pink, and then it gets to a darker pink, and then it gets to red, and then to, I think, burgundy. So it just, you follow it round. So when it's all in flower, it's just one sort of flow of colour, as it were. Peppered around a lot of headstones, because there was a graveyard. I believe there was a second church as well here, and two graveyards. So a lot of people come to read the headstones. They do come in and restore them every now and then. Walking in, we've got this big island here, which has, from where I grew up, Dicksonia antarctica, and known as the Tasmanian or Australian tree ferns. And they've been here for years. There's quite a few of them peppered over, and they sort of give that sort of exotic feel to this garden. And the other thing is, we have quite a few trees in here, so in summer it becomes very, very shaded, so we have to be careful with what plants are in here. It's not that it's limiting, but we just have to be careful what can flower and that in the shade, because we have these huge London plane trees, right? And of course you can imagine them when they're full of leaf, they block out all the light. And because Postman's Park is surrounded on three sides, as it were, by buildings. It's this little oasis, a green oasis, tucked away. We have bird boxes up on the trees, bat boxes, and as you can see there, we have bird feeders. In the garden, you can see blackbirds, blue tits, great tits, robins, and we have a pair of jays every now and then who nest here in the garden. We have the old sundial, and it's a crisscross of paths. So there's four flower beds there, which are in a circle, only dissected by these four little paths. Yeah, if you look at the sections, as I say, you really need to see the garden from up high, which I have. And in front of us, we can see the George Watts commemoration to heroic self-sacrifice. Here, he's placed all these tiles, which I believe his wife was the potter and used to create them for him in the kiln, but they're beautifully designed with motifs, etc., and they date from the 1800s, late 1800s, and they're basically paying homage to people who have selflessly given their lives in order to save someone else. It featured in the film Closer, which starred Clive Owen, Jude Law, Julia Roberts and Natalie Portman. And Natalie Portman's character is actually the one who took the name Alice Ayres off one of the tiles. The appeal of Postman's Park is that it is that little oasis. I mean, it's quite large for a green space within the city. There are plenty of benches for people to come and have their lunch and just have a little respite from, as it were, the hustle and bustle of, you know, the city around them.